I'm listening. Hello.
Hey, Miss Ewing, y'all, we got disconnected. I was trying to get your policy number.
Okay, it's 65/3492/19683.
Okay. Just bear with me one moment. It's taking a minute to load up. Will you verify your address that's on your account, please?
9600 Forest Lane.
Okay.
9600 Forest Lane, apartment 2315, Dallas, Texas, 75243.
Okay, and will you verify the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
A 2013 Chevrolet Sonic LT, black.
Okay, black. Okay, Miss Ewing. It may be an out of pocket expense for whatever service you need today, but you can always contact your insurance company to get a reimbursement.
Okay, so how much is out of pocket?
You'll have to speak with your insurance agency, and they'll let you know that. And just give me a call back if that's fine.
Well, I'm with my insurance agency now at Fred Law.
Okay, you'll still have to call back because you'll need if you want an exact amount of how much it'll cost, you'll have to speak with them.
Okay then.
Okay,
they want to know how much it'll cost out of pocket for them to tow the car.
Correct.
They said they don't deal with that.
You have to call like a phone service.
But she said that if I wanted to tow, that y'all could call that I could talk to y'all and y'all would get quote me a price and then right? Hello?
Yes, correct. That's correct.
Yeah, if y'all would quote me a price and then
just
they say they can sell policy here.
Okay, give me one moment.
Yeah.
Let him talk to you. Hey,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Hello?
So, this is going to be the quote.
Hello?
I'm here. Just bear me one moment.
Okay.
And this includes towing rental. For this one, let's just say you don't want to use your roadside assistance, you just call it towing rental. And then just bring us a receipt for reimbursement. That's what she said. But yeah, that's how I'm not sure what she said. You just call it towing service and you would just get like a.
Ma'am, hello?
Okay, and then the rental's here as well. I think the car accident, we have this right here. It's going to be $40 for 30 days.
Okay, so when it comes to you making an out-of-pocket expense, I won't know until I get in touch with the provider.
So is this a tow service or are you with the insurance company? And who is this he's calling?
I'm roadside assistance.
Oh, you roadside assistance. So you just set it up for a tow service. If he just wanted to set up a tow service to come pick up his vehicle, would you be able to arrange that, or do he have to call an actual tow service?
We can set up a tow service. It's just that it may be a possible out-of-pocket expense, but I can't give him a quote of how much it'll cost until I speak with the provider on behalf of it.
Can we do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the reason for the tow?
The vehicle's just not running.
Okay. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
I'm sorry, say that again, ma'am. I didn't hear you.
Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No, it's in the parking lot at the apartment at the address he just gave you.
Okay, and it's the vehicle modified lower to the ground.
It's the vehicle what?
Modified lower to the ground.
Yes.
Okay. Will it shift out of park?
Will it shift out of park?
Is it a four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel or all-wheel?
Front wheel.
Okay. Is it an antique vehicle?
No.
Okay. And is the service result of an accident?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just bear me one moment.
Okay. Yes, that's my house.
So when they send out the check, they're going to send it to the 1931.
Okay. That's going to be my mailing date.
Okay, where are the keys? Where are the keys to the vehicle?
They're on us, on our person.
Okay. And you said it's in your purse?
Yes.
Okay. And will you be staying with the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. And does anyone need a ride?
He will need a ride to the place that you're towing it to.
Okay.
Right. You gonna ride? Yeah, with it. Right. Okay. Yeah.
And if the ride is not guaranteed, will the customer be okay with providing their own transportation?
No. Yeah, he'll need a ride with it.
Okay. Will it have a mask?
Will they have a what?
Mask.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and will you give me the address to where the vehicle is located at again, please?
Yes, it is. What's the address to the apartment?
9600
Forest Lane.
Okay. And that is in Dallas, Texas, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the name of the apartment complex?
What's the name of the apartment?
Forest Cove.
Cove.
I don't know why you're saying Cove.
Okay, so that is 9600 Forest Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75243.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where would you like to take the vehicle to?
To 4448 West Plano Parkway.
Will you spell it for me?
Yes, it's Plano Pkwy.
I'm sorry, hold on. It's T-A-N-T-O.
It's P like Peter, L-A-N-O, Plano Parkway.
L-A-N-O, Parkway.
P like Paul, L-A-N-O.
Okay, let me make sure I have this right. Okay, I have 4448 West Plano Parkway.
Plano, P.
Oh,
P
with
like
the
Paul.
P, P-L-A-N-O?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
That's okay. And that's in Plano, Texas.
Okay. And is it going to a shop or?
To a dealership.
Okay. Do you know the name of the dealership?
CarMax. CARMAX.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. 4448 West Plano Parkway, Plano, Texas, 75093 for the zip code.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just bear me one moment. And is the dealership expecting the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, will you let Mr. Ewing know that they'll send a text message when they're on the way, okay? And if he has to pay anything out of pocket, would it be debit or cash?
It'll be credit.
Okay. Okay, they will send a message when they're on the way. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.